100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Let's have a few stories for this weekly challenge. The topic was Singapore. We got quite a few stories in. Muncie, Jeffrey, Richard, Planet X-Ray is back, Tom, Lizzie, Serendipity, Tura returns, but I can't get to their sound file. I think it's up at Google Drive. I've left them a note saying, hey, let's get it in there. So once I get that, I'll put it up in a separate post on the feed. And then we've got Marv from Babbling and Norval Joe and Planet Z. So we've got a big crew this week. Let's hear what y'all got to say. Also, Tora was saying it's hard to do word count in iOS. Well, I use DraftPad. That's the app that I use. As for recording, okay, I do that on the Mac. With Audacity, I think there's a GarageBand for iOS that you can use. I don't know what format it outputs in, but I should be able to import it. So there you go. Little bit of business there. Are we ready for the stories? Good. Let's begin.
Greetings, Timmy. Munzee returning to sing you out of the month in style with yet one more 100-word story. Story in 3, 2, 1. On Drinks by Christopher Monroe. Drinks with rhyming names are delicious. The Singapore Sling, the Bahama Mama, they're playful, summery drinks with playful, summery names that are fun to say, which, naturally, makes them fun to order, which in turn causes people to order them more often. This isn't coincidental. Bartenders aren't dummies. They know the power of a catchy turn of phrase, and they're highly motivated to keep you drinking. Up to a point. Eventually, the names become syrup in your mouth, and you start to trip over them, which is when they cut you off. Overall, it's very useful as naming conventions go. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. So it ends, Timmy, and so ends your nickname. But I'll be back next week with more. So much more.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 518 on the topic of Singapore. This was kind of a tough one for me because, as I thought, what do I know about Singapore? The answer was absolutely nothing. So anyway, here's what I have. My first story is called My Favorite Bartender. I looked around the bar as I took my usual seat. I don't like it, I said to Frank, who was tending bar. Frank shrugged. Manager wanted tiki night. What can I do? He motioned to a line of kitschy mugs that might have been ripped off from a Trader Vic's. He slid a cocktail menu in my direction. So what do you want? Singapore Sling. Light on the Singapore. Frank nodded, then grabbed a shaker. He poured a generous portion of gin over ice, added a short portion of dry vermouth, shook, and poured the mixture into a martini glass. After adding a pair of olives, he passed me the drink. I took a deep swallow. Frank, you're the best. And my second story is called Keeping It Clean. Some days, I think there's a great deal to admire about Singapore. Oh, sure, the government is authoritarian, and they're not keen on freedom of speech. On the other hand, I've never understood people spitting in the streets, as though the sidewalks were spittoons. I've also seen someone spit on the carpeted floor of the subway. Then there are the smokers who carelessly toss cigarette butts out the car window or on the sidewalk, as though purchasing a pack also conveyed the right to litter. What does this have to do with Singapore? One word. Caning. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories. In the meantime, no spitting in public places. That's gross. If you want to spit on the floor of your own house, be my guest. I won't judge because I won't be there.
Good morning. Richard here. And just one story this week. For some reason, I found this a very difficult topic. This is busking it. I've never been musical. Instruments of any description are completely beyond me. I tried to learn piano, but kept getting my hands mixed up. Tried the guitar, but my chords couldn't keep up with my strum. As for the drums, well, it seems I have no natural rhythm, apart from the wrong one. Didn't stop me from becoming a busker, though. However, I now use the natural instrument I've been blessed with, my voice. It's dreadful. I can just about sing a poor attempt at my way, but people are more than happy to pay for me to shut up. And that's exactly what I'm going to do now. I'll shut up and speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Greetings, Earthlings. It's I, Planet X-Ray, again to relay another story of Earth's past. If you weren't aware of it, we've been among you for hundreds of years. It's only been in the recent 40 years that we've stepped up the agenda to increase our control of all the inhabitants of the planet. Here's one such story. It's called iClone. When we were looking for a location to build our secret agent cloning facility, we picked Singapore because it was an island of only 278 square miles, in case any of the rejects got loose. Also, with a population of 5 million, what a better place to blend in the new agents while they're in training. Our biggest problem was getting the agents to drive on the correct side, or should I say, the left side of the road. That was mainly due to the donor DNA coming from our stockyards in New York City. But that's another story. Well, that's the story, and if you ever make it to Singapore, make sure you stay away from the Singapore Botanic Gardens, or you may start seeing yourself around. Until next time, this is Planet X-Ray.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and the countdown continues. 2. Updates. For the first time in 4.5 years, we dip into single digits. Small but powerful we are. In the top 10, Richard goes 100 weeks, and Jeffrey 103. In the iron, Richard takes the 7th position, while I fall into the 8th position. Lizzie is just 4 shy of passing Zachman, going from 10 to 9. Planet Z has 333 stories in a row. Phil has 388 stories in a row. No movement this week. Story total 8,374 and story average 16.17. And answer to the riddle from last week, President Leslie Lynch King. And I have just one story this evening. It's called Singapore Girl. In the golden age of air adventure, airlines used a number of clever slogans and earworm jingles to entice the middle class to take to the skies. From United, fly the friendly skies, to Braniff's, when you've got it, flaunt it. Delta's, Delta is ready when you are. And we're American Airlines, doing what we do best. Airlines used iconic images to brand their companies. a koala bear who hates Qantas, or a crowd of people creating a blinking face for British Airways. My favorite was Singapore Girl, A Great Way to Fly. Yes, it's sexist, but sure sold tickets. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The story is called The Singapore Cleanup. "Where are we?" asked Penny. The small boat slid through the narrow strips of water. "I thought..." "I know, love," replied Miles. Unexpectedly, a bend in the canal revealed a boathouse called Singapore. It was deserted. "Okay, this is unacceptable," Penny shouted. "Not only do we not travel to Singapore, but we have to wait. We are professionals." Suddenly, a sharp sting hit the side of her head. She was gone immediately. The boat driver then turned his attention to Miles. The invitation did say Singapore last stop. Miles tried to go for his gun, but it was too late. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcock.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Next time you're in Singapore, why not forgo cocktails at the Raffles Long Bar? Take a walk on the wild side instead. Stroll down to the night market and marvel at the street food. It smells so good, but who knows what it is? Wander past the flower merchants. Just off Pagoda Street is a dark alley. Halfway down, you'll find a green wooden door. Take the stairs to the second floor. That's where I'll be. We'll make mad, passionate love. Then I'll kill you and chop you into tiny pieces to sell to all those street food hawkers.
Hi-dee-ho, good neighbors. I'm Marv, and I'm babbling loudly. I'm back for this week's Challenge of Singapore. I'm calling it Singapore is Calling. We were sailing 2 days out of Singapore, just north of the Ra Islands, headed for Manila when we hit a squall. The skies darkened, and there was frequent lightning that caused an unnerving pinkish glow in the western sky. Suddenly, a freakish wind slashed our sails to shreds, leaving us to the mercy of the now raging seas. All we could do was seek safety below deck. Hammered by the thunder, we never saw the waterspout suck the boat up into it. When we regained consciousness, we were back in Marina Bay again. Singapore was calling us to her. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I did writing it. I hope to be back for the next weekly challenge. Until then, I'm Marv, and I'll continue to be babbling loudly.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 518 with a prompt of Singapore. So here's my story. I know, Mandy.
I'm sorry. I ran into some trouble on the way to work,
Monkey Boy, Mickey Platano said.
It won't happen again.
It better not, Mandy said. Her stern smile was out of place on her normally cheerful face. She was only 18, but was shift manager. Mickey grabbed a smock and followed her out to the cash register. Prep the chicken to grill, she said, looking at the bowls of marinating meat. We need Rio, New Delhi, Peking, and Singapore. 31 flavors of chicken, each named after a city or country. Polecat walked past the front window. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tura Brazoyanu here, warts and all. I'm away from home at the moment, at the annual British Science Fiction Convention, so I'm recording this in an iPhone and no audio tools to clean it up with. My story this week combines last week's subject, King, because I didn't get a story in time for that, and this week's, Singapore. So here is the King of Singapore. In 1391, the bandit Parmeswara led an insurrection against the Emperor of Thailand, setting himself up as king in the territory now called Singapore. But his followers were never so zealous as he himself, and at last he stood alone. In dying, he cursed the land that had proven unworthy of him, foretelling that no king would ever again stand on its soil. Since then, it has had vassal overlords, colonial governors, presidents, and prime ministers, but never a king. Even under British rule, the King of England never dared to set foot in his colony. When Japan annexed Singapore, the Emperor declared himself King of Singapore, and within a few years Japan was defeated and its Emperor's power broken. To this day, the word king is taboo in Singapore, and it is a treasonable offence to use it in reference to any member of the government.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The phone rang. The caller ID showed a long number, one of those international numbers. I looked up the country code, and it said the call was from Singapore. Who did I know in Singapore? Was someone traveling there and needed help? I let the call go to voicemail, and I played the recording. Nothing but static. Maybe they'll call back. I waited and waited and waited. I tried to dial back the number, but the system told me that the number was no longer in service. I put the phone down and let it sit there for a while.
And there you have it, another week of, well, the weekly challenge. Of course, it's the weekly challenge. Of course there's a week of it. The topic was Singapore. I hope you enjoyed. The next one will be library. And I've been going back through all of the posts on this podcast. There are thousands of them and thousands of stories in the weekly challenge. And I see names come and go as I go through the archives. Some have been here for a long time. Some just appear and then vanish. And it's good to see some come back, and it's sad to see some go. And it's neat to see some of the things that people would come up with, and some of the things that they've jumped to and done after taking a spin through our track here. And it just makes me wonder. It just makes me wonder. Have we made a difference here at 100-word stories? What do you think? I hope so. I'll see y'all next week. As I said before, the topic will be library. Have you been in a library recently? Go in one. And not just to wash your hands or get a drink of water or mooch off of the Wi-Fi. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.